You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. To enable quicker settlements of funds to merchants, Reserve Bank of India, RBI Governor Shantikanta Das, on Monday announced the introduction of an interoperable payment system for internet banking, which is likely to be launched during the current calendar year. Interoperability has the capability of various digital systems, applications, and databases to link and exchange information. Payment platforms utilize financial technology to facilitate connectivity and data sharing among ecosystem participants, such as banks, payment gateways, processors, merchants, and consumers. The introduction of an interoperable payment system is aimed at boosting user confidence in digital payments. Das urged all stakeholders like the industry, digital payment users, payment system operators, and others to take up the responsibility of fulfilling the mission of Har Payment Digital. Next up, Nirmal Jain, Managing Director of IIFL Finance, clarified on Tuesday that the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, action on the firm's gold loan business was attributed to operational issues and not governance or ethical problems. Jain expressed gratitude to the regulator, stating, "While the directive from RBI appears a little harsh, would like to express utmost gratitude to the regulator." This comes a day after RBI barred the non-banking financial company NBFC from sanctioning and disbursing fresh gold loans due to material supervisory concerns. IIFL Finance holds a gold loan portfolio of ₹24,692 crores, constituting 32% of its loans, valued at ₹77,444 crore at the end of the third quarter of FY24. Additionally, the amounts of funds raised through securitization by the small finance banks SFBs is expected to exceed ₹10,000 crore in FY2024 as against ₹6,400 crore in FY2023, including both pass-through certificate issuance as well as direct assignments, said ICRA. Q3 FY2024 alone witnessed the quarterly record high securitization volumes of ₹4,200 crore. The market share of SFBs in the securitization market would accordingly touch a peak of 6% in FY 2024 from levels of sub 2% prior to FY 2022. It added, "The increase in the number of SFBs securitizing their assets signals a deepening of the domestic securitization market as it provides them an alternate route to raise funds to sustain their growth momentum." Let's talk market. Steel stocks faced a notable downturn, marked a decline of up to 3.4%, as CLSA downgraded select companies due to stretched valuations and weaker industry spreads compared to rivals. JSW Steel and Tata Steel were downgraded, while Jindal Steel & Power's underperforming rating was reiterated. JSW Steel shares experienced a 3% decline after reaching a day's low of ₹811 on the NSE in the early trading day. CLSA downgraded the stock to sell from its previous underperform rating and adjusted the target price to ₹730 from ₹810. This correction followed a three-day rally, with over 14.27 lakh shares changing hands in the NSE by 10.05 a.m., amounting to a total trade value of ₹117.66 crore. In other news, Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone of North India's largest floating solar power plant by Hardtech Solar, a unit of Hardtech Group, with a capacity of 15 megawatt or 22 megawatt P. SJVN's floating solar power plant is located at Nangal Pond, Himachal Pradesh. The project stands as a testament to India's commitment to combat climate change by adopting innovative solutions in the energy sector. The project, valued at Rs 90 crore, is the country's first downstream solar installation on the Bakra Nangal Dam. It will save close to 6,57,795 tons of CO2 emissions and produce over 33 MN units of power output per year, showcasing Hardtech Solar's pioneering spirit in exploring innovative avenues for solar energy deployment. Moreover, online food ordering and delivery platform Swiggy will soon offer food delivery services to passengers at 4 Indian Railway stations. The delivery service will start at Bengaluru, Bhubaneswar, Visakhapatnam and Vijayawada railway stations beginning March 12th. With this, the food delivery services will be extended to 59 more railway stations in the coming weeks, Swiggy said in a statement. Chairman and Managing Director CMD of IRCTC Sanjay Kumar Jain mentioned that this partnership with Swiggy will bring more convenience and food options to our passengers, making their journeys more memorable. CEO of Swiggy Rohit Kapoor said, quote, "We are hopeful of a buoyant response from passengers and restaurant operators on this route, which will hopefully lead us to providing services on more stations," unquote. Lastly, let's take a look how the stocks performed today. The benchmark equity indices closed in negative territory on March 4th. The NSE Nifty 50 closed nearly 50 points or 0.22% lower to settle at 22,356.30, while the BSE Sensex lost around 200 points or 0.26% to settle at 73,677.13. The broader indices closed in the red, with small cap and mid cap stocks losing the most. Bucking the trend, the Bank Nifty gained 124.90 points or 0.26% to settle at 47,581.00. Tata Motors, Bharti Airtel, M&M, SBI and Bajaj Auto were the top gainers in the Nifty 50, while Bajaj Finance, Infosys, LTI Mindtree, Wipro and Nestle India were the major losers in the Nifty 50 on March 5th. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by The Indian Express and The Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from The Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.